Gerald Barnes again, and we continue our blessings from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And today we do our third point, dual blessings for believers on this Thursday, and I trust it will bless you today. Now you'll notice in verse 2, he says, grace to you and peace. Two dual blessings, grace and peace. The first one is grace. Now what is grace? It's God's kindness towards sinners to show favor. And normally when I preach on the grace of God, I usually use this acronym. Grace means God's or riches at Christ's expense. G-R-A-C-E. God's riches at Christ's expense. And that's what God's grace was. God sent His riches at His expense to save you. Now the Jews and the Hebrews used to greet like this grace, but they used the word charis. Now it was not just a normal general well wish, but it was added to that was, I wish you well. The grace of God go with you. I wish you well. But it also meant in good standing with God. That was grace. Imagine me walking past you and say, charis or grace. It doesn't mean a general wellness, but also that you always stand right with God. The second blessing, peace, he says. Now, from grace, the fountain, flowed the peace of God. Because we have the grace of God, we have the peace of God. Now today, that's a sort of the character in many people in the world today. Peace. How many of our hospitals are filled with depressions and tensions and stress? They even have stress therapy. Why? There is no peace in the heart. So, if we have the peace of God, or if we are at peace with God, we'll have the peace of God. Again, the Hebrews used to greet Shalom. It's a greeting. And it meant spiritual peace and spiritual prosperity and spiritual completeness between you and God. What a blessing. A dual blessing from God. First is grace in Jesus Christ. Then if we have the grace of God, the peace of God flows from the throne of God. Amen. God bless you.